Everything is Alive is about halfway through our third season, and our deleted scenes are piling up. We will be back next episode with a new interview, but for now, we're delighted to play you a few things that, for one reason or another, ended up on the cutting room floor. I should say that one of the scenes you'll hear in this episode does acknowledge the existence of sex. With that out of the way, let's get started. Your first deleted scene is from our Russian Dolls episode. You may remember Sebastian is the outer Russian doll, and he surrounds middle Alex, and tiniest of all, little Alex. I want to ask, do you all, this might be a strange question, but so little Alex, you mentioned that you nap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all dream? Do you have dreams?
Sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Depends how close to falling asleep, like the TV's on or I'm like stimulated by stuff. But yeah, I actually have night terrors.
Night terrors.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. It's a reoccurring dream that someone took like Gorilla Glue or something like that and glued me shut. And so I'm permanently stuck. And so I know that they're both inside of me and that they'll never be able to see the world again. And I'm permanently stuck and no one could open me. And the only way that they'll ever be able to see the world again is if someone destroys me.
There's something so touching about that in a way, because your nightmare is their nightmare. Like, it's a nightmare because of what it means to them.
Oh.
Right, because if you didn't care about us, it'd be okay if you were... Because you don't like being split in half.
No.
So if you didn't care about us seeing the world, then you'd be okay with being glued.
That's true. You would think like, oh, thank God no one can split me in half again. But it's about us.
Wow.
That's sweet.
That's really nice.
So I do have... I am good. Sometimes you go, am I a good... Am I good? Is Sebastian good?
Yeah, I wonder that too about myself.
Yeah, but then I hear, like, I always thought that dream was just about me being just scared about, like, hypothetical situations, but, oh.
It's about how much you love us.
Oh, shut up.
Well.
I guess I
do. But it is, he wakes us up because he screams.
I scream.
Yeah, so it does affect us.
Our next deleted scene comes from Shannon the Towel. Shannon, as you might expect, spends a lot of time around naked people.
You know, there are people that are afraid of being naked.
Sure, yeah.
It's called gymnophobia.
Gymnophobia is that's the fear of being naked?
Mm-hmm. It comes from, it's from the Greek for naked and fear.
Phobia being fear.
Mm-hmm.
Gymno being
naked.
Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like gymnasium?
Yeah, gymnasium really means place for naked exercise.
The word gymnasium means the place for naked exercise.
That's right. That's the roots of that. Go back to the Greeks who would all exercise naked.
It's incredible to think about all the gyms I've ever been to.
And how we're using them wrong. Everyone's using gymnasium's wrong. Imagine a gym where everyone's just naked.
People on the treadmills, uh-huh. Exercise bikes.
Running, push-ups, body weight stuff.
That rowing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Be tough to be a towel in that gym, I imagine.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that kind of towel. That's, yeah, you're in the
Next up is Connor the Painting. Connor, if you recall, is a portrait of President William Howard Taft, who lives in the Gallery of Presidents, among all the other presidents, at the National Portrait Gallery.
There are acts of debauchery that are performed in front of, you know, in full view of, you know, paintings that are hanging on their walls.
And you can't. You can't close your eyes.
You know, I have no eyes to close. I will say this. I have witnessed after hours on one occasion two people committing an act of sexual congress. Yeah. It's very haunting. We were all, it was not, we knew it wasn't supposed to happen. We knew that this was someone who doesn't work at the gallery anymore snuck someone in after hours, and they did things in the full view of a room full of, and the thing is, like, it was interesting. It was fascinating. I don't think anyone really minded. We weren't offended. It was, I wouldn't like to see that all the time, but I remember we were all, when they were done, I remember it was very quiet, and it was just, everyone just sort of got the giggles. You know, it was very like, yeah, well, that happened. You know, it was very, I wouldn't, if that happened every day, I think it would grow tiresome, but that one time it was interesting.
Okay, here's another deleted scene featuring Emmy, the pregnancy test. You know, I read in getting ready for this interview, I read that pregnancy tests are the most shoplifted item in the store.
I've seen it happen. Definitely seen it happen. One of my best friends was put in a guy's pants, and it was devastating. He was wearing just these old pants. They looked old. I guess I don't know that much about pants, but I mean, it was very hard to watch because he wasn't even smooth about it, and no one caught him. And it can happen to any of us, you know? I was very lucky to be put in a basket and paid for, I think. But yeah, you could very easily just leave under a guy's junk.
All right, let's continue our deleted scenes episode with one from Josh the Chainsaw. Josh works in forestry and, in turn, in forests.
I see a lot of animals in my line of work, and generally we steer clear of one another. But sometimes the lumberjacks and lumberjills will talk about these creatures that they've seen in the woods, and I've never seen them, so I don't know if they don't exist or if they do exist. And I just – it's outside of my breadth of experience. So, for example, a come-at-a-body.
Come-at-a-body?
Come-at-a-body. They – you know, it's like you're in the woods and there's something coming at your body.
And it's a – there's an animal called a come-at-a-body.
That's what I'm asking you.
I've never heard of an animal
okay. Called
a come-at-a-body.
How about a squonk?
A squonk?
A squonk. They say it's the ugliest animal in the world and that it's always crying because of how sad it is to be so ugly.
It's a very sad animal.
So it exists?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, but it would be a very sad animal.
I mean, to think about an animal that's always crying because it's so ugly.
Yeah. Look, we've all been to middle school. What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot does not exist.
So there's no Bigfoot. Okay. They talk a lot about Bigfoot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes the lumberjacks talk so much about Bigfoot, it's like they're friends with Bigfoot. It's very weird.
So, I mean, is it friendly or are they afraid of Bigfoot or?
It's, you all have friends that you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Like, you have that one friend from college that you're just like, oh, they're in town. This is going to be a weekend. That's kind of how they are with Bigfoot. Like, oh, they'd be excited to see him, but ugh,
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a hoop snake? It's a snake that forms itself into a hoop and then rolls at you at a high speed.
I love the idea of a hoop snake, but I don't think that exists.
Okay.
I should say that many of the animals Josh mentioned, including the squonk and the hoop snake, are a very real part of lumberjack and Jill folklore. So it is possible they're real. Bigfoot definitely is not real. Next up, we have a deleted scene featuring Louise and William. Louise is an Oxford shirt, and William is leather pants, and they live in a closet together on hangers.
I wish that my guy would switch my hanger.
You don't like your hanger?
She's just so stupid.
Yeah.
She is so...
dumb as a box of rocks.
Stupid. And she's one of those stupid hangers that thinks that she has opinions that everyone wants to hear.
Right. Mm.
And can I say this? I think she changes you.
Really?
Yeah. You have two slightly discernible bumps.
Shoulder bumps.
You have shoulder bumps, and you didn't used to have those. And when you were on plastic hanger, you didn't have those because plastic hanger had a nice slope.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're on wire hanger, I can tell. One time I remember her saying, like, she was like musing about whether maybe he was going to wear her.
Yeah, it was insane. We were like, how would he wear you? And how wouldn't he wear me?
Yeah.
I could be a shirt too. No, you wear your sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, and all that talk about her cousin who supposedly helped somebody get locked keys out of a car.
Oh.
If I have to hear that story one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, we get it. Great.
Your cousin was useful
once. A hero.
Yeah, congrats.
I don't want to hear this story again. Just keep your hook on the pole and shut up.
Coming up here is a deleted scene from Tammy and Ed, the Sharpie. She's the Sharpie, he's the Cap. They're somewhat happily married. Anyway, this is a true story that they told me that we just didn't have time for.
Do you know what happened when they went to the moon? Do you know the story of Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and the whole moon? They landed on the moon and then they came back. Did you ever hear that story?
Yeah. The moon landing.
Do you know they actually were stuck on the moon? Did you know they were stuck on the moon? One of their mechanical switches broke to fire their engines. It broke. You know how they fixed it? The pen.
Sorry?
Buzz Aldrin took a pen, floating in zero gravity right in front of him, and jammed it into the spot where the mechanical switch was supposed to be, and used the pen to fire the engines to launch off the moon. It saved their lives. A pen. One of us.
So, you know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword. I mean, the sword would have probably broken the switch more.
Imagine if he had a sword right in front of him, just floating there, and he's like, okay. And he took it, and it would have gone right through the thing. They would have been instantly turned inside out. Like, they would have just, like, splatted against the inside of their suits and then floated out into space forever and ever. Take a sword and just shoot it right there? That's the dumbest idea ever. A pen saved their lives. I don't even think they brought a sword with them.
No, they definitely did not.
Okay, just one more deleted scene today. This one is, like, the scene at the beginning from our Russian doll episode. And the first part of this actually was in the episode as it aired, but it ends with a question we deleted, a question which I think surprised the Russian dolls, but which they answered beautifully nonetheless.
Remember the year that they couldn't find baby Jesus for the manger and they used little Alex as baby Jesus?
That was really sweet.
I was so proud of you. She was in the manger as baby Jesus.
I really didn't want to mess up.
They made a little diaper for her.
Yeah. Oh my, it was so cute. It was so cute.
I didn't see it because I was inside Sebastian, but he told me about it.
I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
And that's bigger than a tchotchke.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been Jesus.
You've been the Son of God.
Wow. Yeah, it felt like a lot of responsibility, but it was really fun.
They put it in on Christmas. They leave it empty. And then on Christmas morning, they put baby Jesus in because that's when baby Jesus showed up.
You know, I know you all like to sing in harmony.
Mm.
Would you like to sing Away in the Manger or another Christmas Carol?
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
5, 6, 7, 8. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, and sleep on his manger till morning we pray.
I never know whether to go high or low.
This is Everything is Alive. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog. Hillary Frank is our editor. Eva Walchover helps out. Special thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. A big thanks to all of the performers in the scenes you heard today. That's Connor Ratliff, Alexander Dixon, Alex Song Shaw, Shannon O'Neill, Josh Gondelman, Emmy Blotnick, Sebastian Canelli, Tammy Sager, and Ed Herbstman. Everything is Alive is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, Julie Shapiro, executive producer. You can get in touch with us any number of ways at everythingisalive.com. We'll see you soon.
Radiotopia.